How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Finding Direction. It's time for the Action After, where we take the practical advice we get from our guests and help you apply it in your life. We believe execution is everything, so let's dive into this week's episode and help you find your direction.
Welcome back to the Action After. Before we dive in today, my friend, I want to take a quick second, and I just want to tell you truly how proud I am of you as a human being. And I don't mean this as some sort of fluff. I don't mean this as some sort of thing to butter you up, but truly how proud I am of you for taking time out of your day to better yourself, to take time out of your day to work on becoming a better version of yourself. There are so many people in life that don't like their situation or that aren't happy or that aren't where they quite want to be in life who don't do anything about it. And if you really think about it, by you coming on and us having this conversation, you're taking a declaration in your life. You're saying, I know I could do more, be more, give more. I know I can continue to grow. If you're in a situation that you're not happy about, you're doing something actively to get to a better place. And I want you to hear this loudly. I want you to hear it clearly. That is not something that many people do. So I just want to tell you again how truly proud I am of you for being here, for joining me in this conversation. And I hope you acknowledge that. I hope you own that. And I hope you take that pride throughout the rest of your day, throughout the rest of your week. And I would say even take the rest of the pride throughout the rest of your month, because you are someone who's working on becoming a better version of yourself. And that is such a beautiful thing. So make sure that you are proud of yourself. And now let's dive into some of the juicy goodness for this episode as we get into the Action After for Dr. Espin, which is going back to the basics, right? One of the things, if you look at, you know, some of the most successful, we'll call it coaches in history, one of them was a guy named John Wooden. Maybe you heard of him. He was a college basketball coach. He won, don't quote me on these statistics, but something like 12 out of 14 NCAA championships. He won 12 out of the 14 years that he was a coach. It's a record that's never been broken. He was one of the greats. People refer to him all the time. He has some books. You can go read them. But one of the things that he always talked about is with his basketball players in college, they would focus an insane amount on the basics. He would have people shoot free throws without basketballs. So just shooting air, just to get the fundamental of how's your wrist supposed to flick when you shoot the free throw? How is your elbows supposed to, what position are those supposed to? He would have people practice over and over and over shooting free throws with no basketball so that by the time they put the basketball in their hand, they had done the fundamentals so well that the basketball would just go in because they had practiced the fundamentals of what it took to get there. There's other coaches, I forget the name of this one, but he was a football player and he would come in and on the first day of practice to his football players, he would go, this is a football. Now, think about it. If you're a professional football player, obviously you know what a football is. But the point he was getting across is when you focus on the basics, some pretty incredible things happen in your life, right? So today we're going back to the basics. I'm going to give you three ways you can execute on this in our Action After. And the first one, and Dr. Espin spoke about this in his comment when he mentioned the Action After, is the first thing that you want to do to go back to the basics is get yourself a journal, right? You're going to be writing throughout today's Action After, or you can, you know, brainstorm it in your mind, or you can do it on the notes section on your phone. But the first thing you want to do is journal, write, maybe think about, I would encourage you to really write it down though, and journal, what are you inspired about in your life right now? What are some things that inspire you, right? For me, one of the things that's always inspired me, and if you're new to the podcast, you'll learn this. If you're, you know, coming here all the time and we've been hanging out for a while, you probably know this, but one of the things I'm inspired about is the opportunity to reach our fullest potential in life, right? The idea that any human has a maximum amount of potential in them, in their life. And that is something that I'm inspired about, right? And the idea of how do you help someone unlock that potential? How do you help someone turn up the amount of potential they're using in their life? It's something that inspires me, right? So what's something that inspires you? Maybe write down 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 things. What are other things that inspire you? Right. Another thing that inspires me, and you maybe these will give you some ideas, is the idea of exploring the world. I'm so inspired to go to different countries, to see different cultures. I've been fortunate enough to travel to a decent amount of different countries. I think about 12 different countries. And every time I go somewhere new, it just blows my mind. And because I'm inspired about it, I've found ways to sometimes travel for free, sometimes go travel for really cheap, right? And do all these different things because I've been inspired by it, right? So that's another thing that inspires me. So for yourself, go ahead and journal. What are 2, 3, 4, 5 things that inspire you in life? Now, as you go through this process, you don't need to have the end idea of, okay, this inspires me, so this is what I'm going to do with my life, or this inspires me, so I'm going to get to the next level. Don't think about that right now. Just ask yourself, what are a few things that inspire you, and write those things down. Now, the second thing you want to do is we go back to the basics. The second action after this week is going to be, again, you're going to journal here and simply write down, what did you love to do as a kid? What are some of the things you loved to do when you were growing up? Right? If we went back to your parents or your aunt, your uncle, grandparents, your siblings, whoever you were around as a kid, what would they say? Like, oh, blah, 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 I used to always love to do this as a kid. Right? They couldn't, maybe they're like, you couldn't get the microphone out of their hand. You couldn't, they were always making people laugh. Maybe they were always supporting and encouraging people. Maybe, what is it? Maybe they're saying, man, they always were so fascinated with sports. Like, ask people around you, right? What did I love as a kid? Ask your mom, ask your dad. What a beautiful conversation you could have with them. The next time you talk to your mom and dad, the next time you talk to a sibling, say, hey, what are some of the things you remember that I loved doing as a kid? Right? And as they respond to that, you're going to get some ideas as far as what may be something that you want to reconnect with now. Right? One of the things I always loved as a kid, it was more the idea, but I loved the idea of watching people perform. Like, not in a movie, but on a stage, right? I would see, my uncle is connected to Elton John. He plays with Elton John, right? It's been doing it for about 25 years, which is amazing. And so I got to watch him growing up play on stages with Elton. And it always inspired me, and I always loved watching him do his thing on stage. I thought it was so cool. And if you haven't figured out by now, I cannot sing. I cannot play instruments. I used to drum once. I tried to learn the guitar, wasn't very successful at it, just didn't stay consistent. But I always loved the idea of performing. And now one of the things I get to do in my life is I get to perform, right? I get to go speak on stages and perform for people in that sense. Yeah, it's different. I'm not doing music, but I am performing, right? I'm giving a performance up on stage. So ask yourself, and again, hopefully I gave you some ideas there, but what were some things that you loved to do as a kid? I loved to go to the mountains as a kid. I loved to snowboard as a kid. I loved to be around my family as a kid, right? Those are just some of the things coming off the top of my head, but ask yourself, what are some of the things that you loved to do as a kid, and write some of those things down, right? If you're going, Stu, you're never going to get me to journal, and you're never going to get me to pull the notes section out of my phone. Just think about it for the next 24 hours then, right? What did you love to do as a kid? Let that idea grow in your mind, right? Let that seed plant and let it grow. Maybe over the next day, over the next week, over the next month. But ask yourself, what did you love to do as a kid? Now, the third thing that we're going to do here on the action after, and I'm actually going to give you a bonus fourth one just because, I'm feeling wonderful today. It's really interesting, actually. Let me share this before we go into the third one. I was on a call with a woman earlier today. She's going to be one of our guests on the show. And she asked me at the beginning, she said, how's your day going? And I was just like, my day's super great. And she was like, oh, that's awesome that your day's super great. Like, what happened? And I told her, I woke up and I'm breathing and I have air in my lungs. So like, my day's super great. I started to explain to her that I don't make it really difficult to have a super great day. Because if I made it really difficult to have a super great day, I'm never going to have a super great day. But if all the things that are required for me to have a super great day is to wake up and have fresh air in my lungs and to be able to open my eyes and walk, then I get to have super great days every day of my life. And it's so amazing. So I know that was a little off topic, a little side rant, but hey, there's a key on how you can have a super great day. So the third action after, to get back to it, is go do one of those things in the next 24 to 48 hours. Go do one of the things that inspire you. Go do one of the things that you loved as a kid in the next 24 to 48 hours. Maybe you love traveling. So maybe you've been thinking about booking a flight. Yes, this is a bigger one, but maybe you go book that flight in the next 24 hours. Maybe go, you know what, Stu and I were having that conversation earlier, and I've been inspired to travel, and I've been thinking about going to this place, and you know what, I'm just going to book my flight. And maybe that's what you do, right? Maybe you loved hanging out with family. So maybe it's go give your family a call, right? Maybe you loved being in nature. So maybe the next 24 hours, 48 hours, go on a hike, right? That's step three, is really go back to the basics, get connected with who you are at your core. And when you do that, you don't need to know how all the dots are going to connect. But if you do that and you follow that part of you, who you are at the core, things will start to come into your life. So that's step three, is do one of those things the next 24 to 48 hours. And if you want to take action on the bonus, the fourth action after item this week, I wasn't planning to bring this one, but it just feels right, is the fourth one is spend 10 minutes, not long, 10 minutes, that's it, Googling what are things you can do around XYZ and fill in XYZ with the things that inspire you and the things that you love. Right? You could Google, what are things I can do around music? What are things I can do around the outdoors? What are things I can do around family? Right? And Google, what are some things you can do around that? And again, you're going to get some beautiful ideas of what that next step could be for you. All right? So that's the bonus fourth action after this week. Again, the three with the bonus fourth is, number one, journal. What are you inspired about in your life? Number two, what did you love to do as a kid? Number three, I would say this is probably the most important one. Go do that thing in the next 24 to 48 hours. Go do the thing that you love. Go do the thing that inspires you. Allow yourself to sit and live in that energy for a day, for 2 days. It's going to be beautiful. And then finally, the fourth one is go Google for just 10 minutes. What are some things you could do around this thing that inspires you or that you love? All right. If you need any support from me, and I truly mean this, please feel free to reach out. If you have questions about any of this, if you're getting stuck on anything, send me a message on Instagram, just like it is on the podcast cover. It's Stu Massengill, right? Stu Massengill on Instagram. And send me a message. Let me know what questions you have. Let me know how I can support you. Let me know how I can be of service to you. I truly believe that the reason I'm on this planet is to help other people. And so if I can do anything to help you in your journey, if you've been hanging out with us for a while and you're going, yeah, you know, I've listened to some of these and, you know, I always felt kind of weird reaching out, reach out, right? Don't be a stranger, my friend. Let's have a relationship. Let's build a connection here. And again, if I can support you in any way, I would be honored to be able to do that. So I want to say thank you for hanging out with me again. Remember to be proud of yourself. And if you enjoy this show, I would be so grateful if you could go to iTunes. It takes about 60 seconds. You go to iTunes, search the show, click the show, Finding Direction, scroll down on that first page, and you can leave a review right there. All right, it takes about 30, 60 seconds. And if you could leave a review, I would be so grateful to you. I would love to hear your feedback, see how I can make the show better. And if you don't want to do that, maybe just share it with a friend who's someone you know that, you know, maybe trying to find direction in their life. Send them this and I promise that they'll thank you. All right. That's all we have for today's episode. Have a wonderful, outstanding, unbelievable rest of your day, because you are a beautiful human and that's not something to underappreciate. So have a wonderful rest of your day. If you want to stick around, you already know it. I got another episode coming up right after this where it's just you and me. One of our bonus episodes where we're going to dive into helping you find your life, give you some lessons, find your purpose, and maximize living in that purpose. So if you want to stick around, I will see you on the next one.